Wake up, kid. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. This week, we have a brand new question to consider. And here it is. Does God have a beginning? Everything you know of, everything you can think of has a beginning. There was a time it wasn't there, and then it started to exist. It began. If you're listening to this on an iPad, there was a time that iPad didn't exist, and then some people in a factory somewhere made that iPad, and then it began to exist. There was a time that if you have a cat or a dog, there was a time that cat or dog didn't exist, and then they came into the world. They began to exist. There was a time, believe it or not, that I didn't exist. I was born in 1976. Before that, I did not exist. I began. But what about God? Does God have a beginning? And the answer is no. God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. We're going to talk about that some more today. My son Ryan is here to do our devotion. But first, the joke of the day. Hey, Ryan.
What?
Why did the teddy bear not want dessert?
I don't know. Why?
Because he was stuffed.
Hey, kid. This is Ryan. I'm here to let you know that it's time for you to wake up. This week, we are talking about the fact that God is eternal. He has no beginning or end. He has always been and always will be. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. The word Genesis means beginning. This book is called beginning because it comes at the beginning of the Bible. It also tells about the beginning of everything. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, light, dark, water, trees, grass, birds, fish, dogs, cats, people, sin, death. But Genesis never tells us about the beginning of God because he has no beginning. The Bible begins with these words. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible starts with the understanding that God was already there before anything else was created. He himself was not created. He was simply always there. Verse 2 of Psalm 90 says it this way. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Picture it. Before anything else existed, there was God the Spirit, knowing everything, existing in three persons. He was already eternal. He had always been and always would be. Does God have a beginning? No. He is eternal. He has always been and always will be.